Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Usually I have the first hour of non-chazanis and the second hour is strictly chazanut. It'll be a little different perhaps because this week and the forthcoming week or two, I'm having a Yiddish festival. I'll be playing some of the favorite Yiddish selections, and I'm sure that you will enjoy hearing these. I've been a little remiss in not playing as much Yiddish as I should, so I'm going to make up for it with this show and perhaps a couple of other programs. Just a note, I've been doing some research to do a presentation on Yiddish, but Yiddish music, but it never quite worked out. But I did learn that prior to the Second World War, there were 16 million Jews in the world, and it's estimated that 11 million of them spoke Yiddish. Of course, the Holocaust and the creation of the State of Israel changed a lot of that, and they talk of a revival, but yes, it's a small revival. Yiddish is still spoken in ultra-Orthodox circles, and I just personally remember in 1949, when I was bar mitzvahed, I gave my bar mitzvah speech in Yiddish. Well, no, I didn't speak it, but the rabbi wrote it out for me, and I delivered it in our little shul on Nye Avenue in Clinton Place. And the rabbis there, originally I remember Rabbi Glatzer and then Rabbi David Singer, they gave the sermons in Yiddish. So it was still being used after the Second World War, but something happened with the generations. Leave that for the scholars. Let's get to the music. The first selection will be a Yiddish Imama, and I think the most famous rendition of it is by Yesler Rosenblatt. A Yiddish Imama, there's nothing better in the world. A Yiddish Imama, how sad and bitter when she's gone. The house shines so beautifully when she sleeps in it. How suddenly sad and dark it is when Mama passes away. Through fire and water, Mama will go for her children. Okay, let's hear the great Yesler with a Yiddish Mama.
A Yiddish Mama, es gibt nicht besser auf der Welt. A Yiddish Mama, hoy baby, bitter wenn Oy, mame,
Desola. Yes. We'll next be hearing Rozhen Kismet Mandolin, sung by Richard Tucker. This particular song was part of an operetta written in 1880 by Goldfaden, and the operetta was Shulamis. You'll find a lot of the selections were from the Yiddish theater. In a corner of the temple, the widowed daughter of Zion sits, rocking her only son Yidla to sleep. She sings a tender lullaby. Let's hear Rozhen Kismet Mandolin. Going to hear the song Bells. The music was by Alexander Olshanetsky for his play The Song of the Ghetto. Bells, my little town bells, my little home where I spent my childhood years. Bells, bells in the poor little house where I laughed with all the children. Every Shabbos, I'd run to read by the river. Bells, my little town bells. Okay, this will be Jan Pierce with Bells.
Bells, my Städtele Bells, mein Heimele, wie ich hab meine kindische Jurn verbracht. Bells, my Städtele Bells, die enorme Stiebele, wie alle Kinder dort gelacht. Jeden Schabes leg ich laufen nach mir dem Himmel gleich, zu sitzen unter dem Shut up.
Jan Pierce. Aaron Lebedoff, he was a darling of the Yiddish theater, and his classic Romania, Romania reminds me of my dad, who was born in Bukovina. Supposedly, it was Romania at the time, and I do remember Mama Liga. I have never made it, though. Is it cornmeal or something like that? I have to try that. I think it's about time. Oh, Romania, Romania, once it was a land sweet and lovely. To live there is a pleasure. What your heart desires, you can get. A mamaligula, a pastramala, a carnazala, and a glass of wine. In Romania, life is so good. No one knows of care. Okay, let's hear inimitable. Aaron Lebedoff. Oops, here it comes.
Romania, 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 Romania. Divenamo la landa si se ascende. Romania, 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 Romania. Divenamo la landa di sia faine. Dor tu vai nei sa pergini, vudu zhardi li zirken su krigi. A mama ligele, a pastromele, a carnatele, na glejzele vajna. In Romania, in Zdoki, thinking that the space for me, wine, drink for me, but I'll come in for my sweet cash cow.
Okay, that was a little brief part of Romania, Romania. In Paparosin, this will be sung by Yablokov, Herman Yablokov. Buy my cigarettes, dry ones, not wet ones from the rain. Buy real cheap, buy and have pity on me, save me from hunger. Buy these wonderful matches and you'll delight an orphan. Useless are my cries and my running around, so no one wants to buy from me. I must die like a dog. Wow, rather sad. Let's hear Herman Yablokov, part of Paparosin.
Benen munis, ne koift not af mirach munis, ratavet fin hinger michatzin. Kopite koim te schnei balach antiken, der mit vet hier a jussimu erquicken. Um es ist mein Schreien, im Alläufen, keiner will bei mir nicht koifen, ois gehen, weil ich miesen wie ein Hint.
Okay, Paparosin. Okay, we're next going to hear an interesting selection. There haven't been that many I wouldn't say popular Yiddish selections in the current era. But this is an interesting one. It will be sung by cantor Moshe Stern, a Gazong zu Yisrael. Israel, you are stronger than iron, and you can demonstrate much heroism. Israel, we are proud of you with your victories and your strength without end. We look with fear how great the danger and your risk with enemies with bloody hate who want to bring us pain and suffering. But with spiritual heroism, with a firm hand, we will bring joy and peace to the land. Okay, let's hear the great Moshe Stern.
Yisroel, Yisroel, bist starker von Eisen, als du kennst so viel Gewure beweisen. Yisroel, mir seiner Stolz mit dir, mit deinen Siegen, mit deinem Mut und Affir. Mir gucken mit Meire, wie greis die Sakone und dein Gefahr. Gegraben von Sonne mit blutiger Sinne zu bringen uns weitig ohne Zahl, nur mit geistiger Gewura, mit a fester Hand, weil mir bringen Frieden schon zu dem Land. Nur mit geistiger Gewura, mit a fester Hand, weil mir bringen Frieden schon zu dem Land. Es gießt sich das junge und schuldige Blut. O Himmeln, Himmeln, guckt sich zu gut. Zahl verteidigt das heilige Land. Bringt euch die Sonne, ma Pole und Scham. Nur wie durch Anes ist aufgekommen das nahe Land. A dank die Chaluzim, Giborim und Helden und jeden mit göttlichen Gedank. Noch ihre Hunderter Bengschaft zu Erde von die Ovois, zu Jerusalem die heilige Stadt. Noch ihre Hunderter Bengschaft zu Erde von die Ovois, zu Jerusalem die heilige Stadt.
Okay, Moshe Stern. This next selection is a favorite of mine, quite frankly. It's called Schluff Mein Kind. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik. What a great lullaby. The night falls slowly and silently, many beautiful pictures over in the air. A mother stands by her child's cradle and sings to her this song. Sleep, my dear precious child. In the house it is now dark indeed. In the forest, even the bees are resting. In the water, the little fishes too. The moon sends her silver rays in through the window. Close your eyes, my little son. Sleep, my child. I, Lulu, sleep, sleep. Okay, schlaf, mein Kind.
Die Nacht fällt langsam ein Stil. Es schweben Bilder sehr viel. A Mame steht beim Sieg und singt ihr Kind das Lied.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. Okay, this will be a little different. Let me just get this Americana for Kashas. Okay, I will translate. Father, I want to ask you four questions. The first question I will ask you, but this is the Americana for Kashas. I will ask you, is Manish Tano Halayu Hazeh, why is this night of Passover different from all the nights of the entire year? Shabbakol Halaylos, on all nights of the entire year, we eat whatever we want to, both a Jewish steak and pork chops, both fish with horseradish and oysters, both noodle pudding and pumpkin pie, Halayu Hazeh, On this night of Passover, we eat only matzah and bitter herbs. And if we want to eat something not kosher for Passover, Mother told us to go up to the restaurant on Broadway, because in her house, she says, it's strictly kosher for Passover. Okay, let's get to this Americana Fir Kashis.
Fir Kashis, the erste Kashi will ich dich fragen, Ma nishtano halaylo hazeh, was is verändert geworden die dosige Nacht von Pesach, von alle Nacht von a ganz Jahr? Shebechol aleiles, alle Nacht von a ganz Jahr essen mir was mir willen. Sei a jirischen Steak, sei Pork Chops, sei Fisch mit Chrein, sei Oysters, sei Lokschen Kugel, sei Pumpkin Pie. Halaylo hazeh, die dosige Nacht von Pesach essen mir nur Matze, und nur Morr. Und als wir willen essen Chometz, hat uns die Mama angesagt, können wir gehen in ein Restaurant auf Broadway. Warum in Stubis bei ihr, sagt sie, strictly Pesach.
Okay, we have suddenly been told to don our hats, we've been seated at the table, we've been given prayer books and Haggadahs to look into, so we sit like dummies and look, what kind of comedy is this? What's the play called?
Uns hat man plötzlich geheißen Anton de Hetz, ausgesetzt am Tisch, gegeben uns in die Hände rein, sie durmlich mit der Gottes, wir sollen reingucken. Sitzen wir wie die Dummies und wir gucken. Was ist das für eine Komödie?
So, Father, I've asked you one question, and the other question I will ask you is, why did Mother send the Christian cook away for all of Passover? Why are we so ashamed of our festival? Are we ashamed of having liberated ourselves from Egyptian exile and having become, instead of slaves and gypsies, a nation?
Wie also heißt die Play? Hab ich dich Tate gefragt, ein Kasche. Die andere Kasche will ich dich fragen. Für was hat etwas die Mama abgeschickt, die christliche Kirchen auf ein ganz Pesach? Was schämen wir sich also mit unser Jontif? Sie mir schämen sich damit, was mir haben sich allein befreit von Golis Mitzrayim und geworden von Sklaven von Zigeiners a Volk? Hab ich dich Tate gefragt, zwei Kasches.
So, Father, I've asked you two questions. The third question I will ask you is, why did you send us to school to study only English, forgetting to teach us Yiddish, our own tongue, or the tongue in which the Bible is written, the tongue in which there is, it is said, a rich and beautiful literature?
Die dritte Kasche will ich dich fragen. Für was hast du uns abgegeben in school, wir sollen lernen nur Englisch allein? Und hast vergessen uns lernen Yiddish, unser eigene Sprache? Oder die Sprache, was euch vier ist geschrieben, die Bibel. Die Sprache, was euch vier haben gerettet, die Neviim. Die Sprache, was euch vier ist voran, sagt man eine reiche, eine schöne Literatur.
Why have we learned the history of all nations, ancient and modern, but the history of one people we skipped, the history of our own Jewish people?
Für was haben wir ausgehasert die Historie von alle Völker, die alte und die neue? Nur die Historie von ein Volk haben wir durchgelost.
So, Father, I've asked you three questions. The fourth question I will ask you is, why do we know when it's Christmas, when it's Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, Decoration Day, and Thanksgiving Day, but we don't know when it's Hanukkah, what Purim is, when it's Sukkot, and what Passover is all about? Why do we know who the following were, Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, Mark Twain, without knowing Yehuda Halevi, Mendel Moshe Forim, and Chaim Nachman Bialik, and others of our own poets and writers? Why most of all should I have to ask you questions?
The Historie von unser eigen Yiddish Volk. Hab ich dich Tate gefragt, drei Kasches. Die vierte Kasche will ich dich fragen. Aber was wissen wir, wenn es Christmas, wenn es Washington's Birthday, wenn es Lincoln's Birthday, wenn es Decoration Day und Thanksgiving Day? Und wir wissen nicht, wenn es Hanukkah, was is Purim, wenn is Sukkis, und was badeit Pesach. Vor was wissen wir, wer es gewen Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe und Mark Twain? Und wir wissen nicht, wer es gewen Yehuda Halevi, Mendel Moicher Sforim, Chaim Nachman Bialik und noch unsere eigene Dichter und Schriftsteller. Vor was soll ich dich überhaupt darfen fragen, Kashis?
So, Father, I've already asked you all four questions. Now I ask you to answer my questions. And if you don't provide an answer to my question, I will provide an answer myself. Avodim hoyinu. We were slaves.
Hab ich dich schon, Vater, gefragt, alle vier Kashis. Azind, bet ich dich, du sollst mir entfern a Teretz auf meine Kashis. Und als du wirst mir nicht entfern kein Teretz auf meine Kashis, will ich dir allein entfern a Teretz. Avodim hoyinu.
Okay, now that's, we were slaves. When do you think this was written? Well, first of all, it was written by Shalom Aleichem, who died in 1916, that's 104 years ago. So this was written somewhere around 110 years ago. And, we certainly know Ein Chadash Takat HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the sun, is there? Listen, they were talking about this way back when, and not many things have changed, have they? Well, I don't know. There is hope for the future. I'm sure we have hope for the future. Okay, the next selection is an interesting one. Let's go to Seymour Rockoff, and this is Borough Park, and it's time that I went back to my dearest Borough Park. My heart is no longer burdened. I no longer worry. Finally, I'm returning home to you, my Borough Park. There, where Shabbos and holidays are not work, where Jews read a page day and night, tell everyone in the world that you are my place. I pine once again for my golden Borough Park. I don't mean Central Park. I don't mean Prospect Park, but you alone, beautiful Borough Park.
Schön Zeiten ich fuhr zurück zu dir, mein Teierer, mein Baropark. Mein Herz ist nicht schwer, ich sorg sich nicht mehr. Seuf, ich fuhr heim zu euch, mein Baropark. Dort, wo die Schabbes und die Jontif ist nicht schwach, wo jeden lernen ein Blatt, Tag und Nacht. Sag jedem dem Wort, als du bist mein Ort. Ich bet noch euch, mein Goldene, mein Baropark.
Tell all my friends a week from hence, I'm buying a condominium in Borough Park. With four bedrooms and two chandeliers, for me it will be bright and gay in Borough Park. It's dark for me, cold in winter where I am. There is no holy flame, you Jewish flavor. praying and swaying in our part of Brooklyn. Tell everyone the word that you are my place. I pine for you, my golden borough park. My love is true and strong. I don't need all of New York, just you alone, my beautiful borough park.
Sag alle mein Freund, Abend und Heim, ich kauf a Kondominium in Borough Park. Mit Schlafzimmer vier und zwei Chandelier. Fahr mir wird lichtig freilich sein in Borough Park. Es ist mir finster, kalt wie Winter, wo ich bin. Es fällt da heilige Flamme, das jüdisch in Tam, Daunen in Schottlin, in Heinstickel, Brooklyn. Sog jeden Tempo, als du bist mein Ort. Ich denk noch euch, mein Goldene, mein Borough Park, mein Lieb ist treu und stark. Ich darf nicht ganz New York, nur dir allein schön vor.
Hey, Seymour Rockoff, you know Seymour from the Rechnitzer Rejects series, and he was also a fine chazen. I think he was out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for many years, but he used to be in New Jersey going way back when, Seymour Rockoff. Ich will nicht gehen in Cheder. I don't want to go to Cheder. This was also written by Shalom Aleichem. As I mentioned, he died in 1916, born in 1859. Summer is over and soon autumn with its gusty winds will be here. I don't want to go to Cheder because the teacher always whips us and the beating hurts my bones. No one wants to study anyhow. Our thoughts are on the smooth ice and the white snow. We want to skate and have fun, but the teacher makes us study the four principal categories of civil damages in the Talmud. Okay, let's hear. If you haven't heard this one, I'm sure you've got a kick out of it. This is Ich will nicht gehen in Cheder.
I will.
I guess he really didn't want to go to Cheder, did he? Okay, when I played this next selection over the years, I always introduce it by saying I have a confession to make. I am a product of a mixed marriage, okay? This will explain it. This is Lee Tully with Litvak and a Galitz.
Well, my wife, I got such aggravation. Oy, she's driving me out of my wits. She's from a different denomination. I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. We're happily married. I don't want to squawk. We understand each other completely, except when we talk. I say Mutter, she says Mitter. She's mir bitter, ich sag Butter, she says bitter. What's the difference, Mutter, Mitter, Pitter? Oi, how I schwitz, cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. It's driving me crazy, what a marriage, such him glicken. She don't even know a chicken is a chicken. She keeps kicking how I'm speaking, says I'm putting on the ritz, cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Gani. I love my darling, there is no one finer in Finsk or Minsk or even Carolina. But when I call her Sainer, zog she Shiner. As a mudman, Yiddish getman, gorin Shiner. So was Tegas, she says Teugas. Every time that I get Breges, she gets Breges. So was Tegas, Teugas, Breges, Breges, I'll call it quits. Cause I'm a Litvak and she's a Ganee. I say gay, she says guy. I say stay, she says stay. I say oi, zog she I. Oi, vei, ai, vai, vai. Why did I ever get married? I say gruz, she says gruz. I say wuz, she says wuz. I say blues, she says blues. I say, do me a favor, zog the blues in the news. How she's talking don't mean nothing. Such a language is forgotten. I say rooten, she says rotten. Zog ich richten, starten, starten. So was Tegas, she says Teugas. Every time that I get Breges, she gets yet angry. So was Tegas, Teugas, Breges, Breges, I'll call it quits, cause I'm a Litvak. A plain, simple Litvak. And she, tui, she zeppers from another world. She's a Galitz.
Okay, this next selection, I think if you're under 60 years old, 50, 60 years, you can't appreciate the telephone song. It's just reminiscent. When I was stationed in Japan, in Tokyo in 1954, I had to wait 2 days to get a line to speak to my family, my dad, my mom, just for a few minutes. And then in 1964, when I was on the kibbutz, we had to wait 2 or 3 hours to get a line for a brief phone call from the kibbutz to America. And today you walk around and in a half a second you're calling any place in the world. But you don't remember pay phones where you had to put a coin in and the operator came in and so forth. Anyway, this is a spoof. This is David Eshet, and this is the telephone song. We'll play a good part of it.
Ich herbist tut a klung, wo legt men dem Jeton? Ich leg ihm mit a Schwung in Loch von Telefon. Hallo, Monsieur Simon, ich will reden mit Jacqueline. Hallo, es ist nicht Simon, verfallen mein Jeton am Modner Telefon. Wo soll ich jetzt der Ton? Ich packe rein und siehst an anderen Jeton. Es hält sich gar nicht an, es hält nicht mein Jeton. Er fällt zu Richard Reus, ich tu alles, was ich kann. Hallo, hallo, Zentrale, ich hab da reingelegt ein Jeton in Lächel von Telefon und ich weiß nicht, was zu tun.
Hält euch das Treibel und hört sich so zum Klang. Er ist ein Anker mit einem kurzen Überreis. Im Gegenteil ist der verblumener Klang ein kurzer mit einem langen Überreis. Gedenkt, dreht nicht an kein Nummer, bis ihr wird nicht der Herrn den gehörigen Klang.
Ich dreh und dreh und dreh, der Kopf tut mich schön weh. Ich reiß mir euch das Herz, das hilft nicht kein Geschrei. Hallo, ich such Jacqueline, was arbeitet bei Simon? Nein, sie hat nicht kein Mann, das ist also Salon. Mein teure Jacqueline, ich hab schon mehr kein Herz. Sie arbeitet bei Dior und fahrt von weiß und schwarz. Ich bete, ich ruf Jacqueline, sie weiß schon, wer ich bin. Sie soll ich warten da, sie soll ich gehen ahin. Jojo, hallo, Monsieur Simon?
Da lebt Dr. Eisen, innerliche Krankheit.
Dr. Eisen?
Ja.
Was tut ihr im Salon?
Da lebt Dr. Eisen.
Ich weiß. Seid also gut, Doktor, und ruft mir Jacqueline.
Jacqueline?
Ja.
Da ist nicht Jacqueline, da ist Dr. Eisen, innerliche Krankheit.
Doktor!
Ja.
Ich bin krank auf die innerliche Krankheit.
Okay, I think that's enough. You got the idea. He had his problems, yes, didn't he? Okay, this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying this festival of Yiddish songs. They run the gamut from lullabies to very strong, passionate Holocaust songs. This next one was written by Hirsch Glick. Silence, the night is starry, and the frost is burning cold. Do you remember how I taught you the way to handle a gun? A girl in fur coat and a beret holding a gun in hand, a girl with a face of satin, is spying on the enemy's supply train. With her small pistol, she aimed, pulled the trigger, and struck. An auto filled with weapons was knocked out by her shot. Next day, out in the forest with snow wreaths on her hair, strengthened by that tiny victory, for our new, freer generation. Okay, this is the Partisan Lied.
Still, die Nacht ist euch gestern, und der Frost hat stark gebrennt. Sie gedenkst du, wie ich hab dich gelernt, halten a Speier in die Hand. Sie gedenkst du, wie ich hab dich gelernt, halten a Speier in die Hand. A Moid, a Pelzl,
una beret und halt in Hand fest an a gang. Am Oid mit a sammetenen Honig hit op dem Säunes Karawan. Gezielt, geschossen und getroffen hat ihr kleinen Kerpistoll an Euto a Fulinken mit Wochen verhalten hat sie mit einer Keul. Bald a Reus gekrochen mit Schneegirlanden auf die Hau. Gemutigt von Kleininken nicht sochen vor unser nahen freien Dor. Gemutigt von kleinen Inken nicht sochen vor unser nahem freien Dor.
Well, next here is Cedar Bulorski with Bobby Yar. Of course, you're familiar with that. Towards the end, the last couple of paragraphs, but where can I search for the little bones to find them? Little bones, the dear ones of both my precious children. Help me, mothers, help me, my mournful song to weep. Help me, mothers, help me, so Bobby Yar may sleep.
Wollt ich aufgehangen das Wiegel auf a Balken und gehäudet mein Ingerle, mein Janko. Ist die Stube an Trunen mit a Flammefeuer. Wusche, wenn ich heute mein Ingerle, mein Teil. Wollt ich aufgehangen das Wiegel auf a Bäume gehäudet mein Ingerle, mein Schläume. Ist mir nicht geblieben kein Foden von kein Ziel. Ist mir nicht geblieben kein Bändel von kein Schiff. dich obgescheuern die Zeppe meine, die lange. Und aber sei das Wiegel läuf gehange. Weiß ich nicht, wo sind die Bändel hat die Bändel die Teile von beide meine Kinder. Helft mir, Mammes, helft mir euch, klogen meine Nigen. Helft mir, Mammes, helft mir, dem Babiar verwiegen.
Sidor Belarski. Let's hear one more with Sidor. Moishelech Shloimelech, a dirge on the death of the Jewish children in Poland. No longer do they play under the trees and in the bushes, Moishelech Shloimelech, Saralech, and Leilech. The sound of their laughter has been silenced. The house of Israel in Poland has lost its children. Only here and there do lonely children who survived still hide in holes, cowering, crazed by terror, with the fear of death in their eyes. Moishelech Shloimelech, Sidor Belarski.
Zetrapete zuralach funem beweisen Wunder im Ungewuralach.
Zetrapete zuralach funem beweisen Wunder im Ungewuralach.
Die Polish
ische beim malach toit zane nidische heimen ohne heimalach toit zane gesalach chor die heisalach wo es verstecken sich kinder wie
Cedar Bilarski. Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you found this hour of Yiddish selections interesting, and it's certainly a mix of emotions, and that was one of the beauties of Yiddish. It really brought out the emotions when sung properly, if you will. Okay, we'll be continuing this Yiddish festival with quite a few more wonderful selections. Stay tuned. Shalom, everyone. And if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom.